could say Farm Fest reports. We can also say report from the field. And that's what we're doing right now.
That's a good thing.
With Ken Hines. Of course, Ken is the regional sales manager for Latham High Tech Seeds. And tell you what, Ken, you know, it is that time we do the Latham High Tech Seed report from the field. So, you know, and from what I understand, from what I'm getting here, is the best time to select seed for next year is while this year's crop is still in the ground. Now, the reason being, season-long crop helps recall what challenges your crops face to weather and pest pressure, and there's things going on out there right now. Plus, this time of year, because you get the best choice of seeds now, plus you have earlier order discounts available, plus
cash discounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what else can I tell them?
You know, that's basically the nutshell. Right now we have some pretty good selections. If you're taking a look at Liberty Link, it'd be a good time to come in and start talking with us, because there again, I'm pretty positive there's going to be a shortage of Liberty Link if you're looking at burning weeds down.
Okay. Now, when you talk to farmers out there, the most that they're interested in is bottom line, higher yields. Higher yields in the field. So in order to do that, definitely got to be out there scouting. Got to be scouting for some issues out there in the field. What are you seeing?
You know, again, white mold. Haven't not seen much of white mold at all. Seen a lot of aphids, and especially in the eastern part of my territory, seeing a lot of cysts. And it's going to be really a problem in some of these hilly areas, especially what's been bean on bean for a couple of years. We're seeing quite a lot of cysts showing up.
Okay. Now, if farmers can plant soybean brands that are resistant or even more tolerant to any of those diseases or any of those pests, what should they be doing?
You know, the most important thing is seed selection. And this is a great time to be looking at that. If you're seeing some browning out there and you're thinking that maybe IDC is a problem, seed selection is the best thing to take a look at right now for next year for fighting off the defense, you know, whether it's insect and or diseases.
Okay. Now, besides seed selection, what else should farmers keep in mind to give them a 2016 crop the best chance of achieving optimal yields?
Well, you know, when you take a look at the genetics that we have out there, and usually a defensive bean is what everybody associates as being low yielding. That's not the case with Latham. Last year in our first trials, 2014, Latham had six different ironclad beans that actually would be a great source, a great impact to your fields if you're having some issues, to take a look at ironclad status.
Okay, let's talk a little bit. What is ironclad?
Ironclad. It has to have a 2.2 rating. The rating goes from one being good, five being worst. If it has a cyst nematode, an IDC rating, iron corrosis rating, it has to be 2.2 or lower. And then when it comes down for phytophthora rating and white mold rating, it also has to have that rating, but it has to be 2.2 or higher. And we have quite a selection of ironclad. And like I said, last year we had six ironclad beans taken in the first trials.
Well, definitely some good results coming from Latham High Tech Seeds. Now we're into August. And besides the fact, what else do they need to keep in mind late season-wise when they're out there scouting? And I know that aphids has to be the number one issue now.
Yeah, it is the number one issue. And we keep seeing them show up. And a lot of the growers that have been stopping in here at the show been asking me if we have had aphid pressures up there, and yes, we have. And they're seeing the same thing down here. They're finding out that they've been in this the second time down here that they've been in the fields. And I know growers in the Red River Valley that where I'm at is that they've been in also for the second time also. So those pesky little buggers are just hard to get rid of sometimes. And that thunderstorm comes over, you might have them again the next day. You know, that's the problem.
Well, definitely, it's one of those things that. And I think you even brought it up yesterday when we were talking to you about the fact you should be out there every 3 days at a minimum to check those fields.
That is true. I mean, just before I had come down here to Farm Fest, I was in a field on Friday, and when the grower had called me back on Monday again, and he had just, well, it was about a week after he had sprayed, and here he had infestation of aphids back again. He says, so we went out there and checked the field. We did all the four corners, and we went out in the center, and we had aphid counts quite high. So I'm thinking that this week now he's out there spraying again.
Well, we're looking at a situation where, you know what, you got the perfect weather that aphids are going to move in. And it's this time of year, and the crop's at the stage where they're going to draw them.
Yep, they are. And no, we're in the crucial stage yet. We're still in the flowering stage yet. We're not past the R5 stage. And it takes quite a bit. Those aphids will have quite an impact on the net yield coming off if we don't take care of them right now.
So if you think you need to, if you think you need to get out there and spray, definitely get out there and spray. And if it has to be every 2 days, get out there. Actually, count them. 250 on a plant. No, I'm not going to go out and count the aphids on a plant, because you kind of got an idea by looking. If you know what, if there's aphids there, get them.
Yeah, you know, you're going to see a lot of them in that new growth of that plant, you know, and you see them saturated down there, you know that you got 250 sitting there at least. And it's just a good idea to get on them right away and get rid of them.
Okay, what else should they be looking for out there? And I know we were talking about cyst nematode and some of the SDS problems out there. You see it much?
Yeah, you know, especially I seen some of the growers that had called me this year, and they're actually probably the third year of planting them, and they're wondering why they're starting to have some die-off, especially on some of the higher ground. And we did some digging, and we had found infestations quite high on the plants. So then I had recommended get the soil samples, and they come back quite high. There again, when you come to seed selection, you got to take a look at that genetic and make sure that soybean plant that you're going to choose is got that soybean cyst in it. And here at Latham, we have just about our whole product line has got, especially in the Red River Valley, have cyst protection on it.
Well, definitely. You know what? Every area is a little bit different. And whether it's northern Minnesota up along the Canadian border or southern Minnesota, the Red River Valley, you take a look at the Red River Valley, that dirt is completely different than any dirt anywhere.
Yeah, just get towards Castleton.
Yeah.
You know, it's all different out there. But what's nice about Latham is that our genetics are raised right here in the soils that we know that it's going to produce on. So, I mean, we have test plots in quite a few areas in different soils. So when we make the recommendation, when you get a hold of your dealer and sit down and talk with him or her, it's just a great idea to share that information with the representative to make sure that we get the right field-by-field selection of that plant on that ground.
Okay, next question. And I was going to ask if there's anything you wanted to add, but believe it or not, I know that today being Wednesday is an important day at LathamSeed.com.
It is.
Every Wednesday, don't you get an update on what's going on out there in the field?
Yeah, I just give them the deer in the headlight look. Yes, it is. Yes. We update thefieldposition.com every Wednesday with agronomic news. Which is very beneficial to the farmer and the grower out there, that they can take a look at all the updates and see what we're doing in our six-state area of Latham Seeds.
Okay, that's all available online. If we need to get a hold of you, Ken, what do we do?
Hey, my telephone number is 701-541-2800. The webpage is www.lathamseeds.com. And do not forget about thefieldposition.com. It's a great place to blog. You get to read our blogs, and you get to see what we're doing out there as RSMs in the fields.
Yeah, so what are you telling all those fine folks out there on your blog?
You know, I'm not blogging very much out there. They can read my crop report, but the blogs do go on out there, and I do read them.
Okay, so. Actually, you're blogging right now with me.
Yes, I am.
Okay, Ken, we're going to let you get back to work, and, of course, there it is, another Latham High-Tech Seed Report from the field with Regional Sales Manager Ken Hines and Farm Director Terry Loomis.